This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
6:23, the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9, the game, off and running. Allie's already, she's got two mimosas already. We'll see what happens. Keith Urban just coming around the corner. You're probably not a tailgater, though. You tailgate? Well, I guess if Grant would have been there.
Listen, I'm a concert pro.
Okay.
So I have my system.
Yeah, you're this old hat.
Yeah. I know what I do. I get there. If you ever go to a concert with me, I'm a terrible person to go to a concert with because I get there late. I know the set list. And then I leave early.
Boo this man. Boo.
I know. But I go off for the songs I want and then I leave. Wow. I'm a concert snob. It's terrible.
Do you know where the secret parking lot is, though?
I do.
Okay, good.
Hold on.
I introduced Bo to the secret parking lot last time.
I'm a little disappointed in you right now.
Me?
Yeah. Because Allie has been in radio for about 16, 17 years.
A long time.
But she has been spent a majority of that time in radio on the music side.
Sure.
So you don't think she knows how to do a concert?
No, I just asked her if she tailgates.
She's hosted parties at concerts. She knows where all the secret tailgate spots are. Like, I mean, that's like me asking you, hey, like, so how do you, you know, what do you do before a football game?
Like,
do
you, yeah, just, I mean, you like, if you ask me if I tailgated before a football game, yeah, I think that's a good conversation.
I mean,
yeah.
So just take a step back.
I didn't take a shot at her music fandom, although I am now after knowing the set list. Come on, man.
I like that you both are like fighting for my honor in a weird way on this. You're both defending me in different ways. I like it.
I do have a problem with you set list people. Amy does the same thing. And I'm like, just go be. She goes, well, don't you want to know? I go, no, I want to be pleasantly surprised or pissed off after that they didn't play the song that I wanted to hear.
You hear that? He just wants to be in the moment, Allie.
I cannot. I'm too type A.
Don't make it sound like that, all right? Yeah.
Well, that's what you were doing.
I do want to be in the moment. That's why I don't take pictures about everything that happens.
You're so sentimental. Anyways, we got to get into this Falcons conversation. They got so much stuff to hit today. This Falcons conversation. Now, obviously, the assistant coaches, we talked a little bit about Jeff Ulbrich yesterday, how I'm still concerned about the middle of that defense, and he doesn't seem to think that focusing on the run needs to come to the forefront. We also heard from T.J. Yates a couple of days ago. I thought this was very eye-opening. T.J. Yates, who is now, if you guys don't remember, he's the quarterback coach, used to be the wide receiver coach for Arthur Smith. He's the quarterback coach. Also, one of my old teammates. He was one of the backup quarterbacks that I was with in Atlanta. He is now Michael Penix's quarterback coach. And there is one tool that has come to the forefront. If you guys haven't seen this, I think a clip of Tua using this has gone viral that Miami put out with the GoPro on the helmet. Well, T.J. Yates was asked about it, man. How good of a tool can the GoPro be?
It was a really good tool, not only to see what the quarterback's looking at, see his vision and stuff, but you get to hear the play call in the huddle. You get to hear how they're communicating at the line of scrimmage. So it's a really good tool to help, you know, like in Mike's perspective, help him progress and hear how Kirk was calling plays and how he handled stuff at the line of scrimmage and, you know, audibles and protection adjustments and all those things. So it was a really good tool for him to kind of just learn and, see how the game is and also help him hear himself. Now, he'll admit it, he hated it because he didn't like hearing his own voice for whatever reason.
So in my experience, this is what's really interesting about this cut to me. My experience, there's a number of different ways to go about practice. Sometimes you will have what you call a two-huddle system, where on each, like outside of each hash, you'll have the first string outside of one hash, and mm-hmm. you'll have the second string outside the other hash. And even if you're missing somebody, like you'll just leave that spot empty. Mm-hmm. And that group will go, and you'll run the same script. And that way, if like you're a second string guy, you can kind of look over at what the first stringer is doing and going, oh, they made this call. Oh, they slid the protection this way. He attacked this guy. They got this blitz. Right? There's a couple different ways of doing it. Or you can go like eight plays at a time with the first string and then eight plays at a time with the second string, right? And kind of just, you know, make sure you're getting your cardio up. I thought it was interesting what he said about Kirk Cousins right there. And he's like, Mike can kind of see how Kirk Cousins is calling it, how Kirk's doing the protections, how Kirk might be calling it at the line of scrimmage. Because it leads me to believe you're getting a split huddle sequence where one group is going, another group is going. And on one side of the field, though, you have the 14-year vet and Kirk Cousins with also a GoPro on his helmet. And you've been out there and we've been out there. We've seen the video boards now. I think it's extremely insightful just to hear that one snippet, not only about the GoPro, but about kind of what the relationship could be between mentor and mentee, between starter and backup this year.
And I didn't expect to go this route in this segment when we talked about, like, I saw the cut sheet and yeah. I wanted to talk about that cut. But I hope everyone that has ran their mouth for the last 6 months will just shut the hell up now. It can't be here. Because this is the benefit.
Yep.
Even if, guys, he's not here when the season starts, but you're just getting these days to work. This is where Kirk Cousins being a good dude, a good teammate, a team player, all benefits your young quarterback. It helped you last year, and it's probably helping you right now. I know that there's a cut out there where he says, well, and I'm talking about he as in Zach Robinson says, I know that was TJ, but this is Zach Robinson. But Robinson says, yeah, you know, Kirk's here, he's there, he's – you know, it's not all, it's meaning he's not there every day for some of the stuff. But this is just the growth part. And look, there is something to be said where TJ Yates is like, why'd you call this? Why did you throw? What did you see here? Like, they're breaking down everything, not that happened in the play alley, but everything that Michael Penix saw. And Kirk is sitting in that room saying, why did you do this? What did you see here? And then vice versa, you know, Big Penix is saying, Kirk, Why did you throw there? What were you seeing? What am I missing? It's just like a walking through it kind of thing.
Well, I'd love to see a breakdown of teams that, you know, implement this GoPro into their training and how they do versus ones that don't. But I have to imagine, do you think this is difficult for Kirk to always take the high road like this and to be in there playing ball, being the good mentor when he's technically benched?
I don't think it's that much different in his mind.
Okay.
I think that Kirk last year was probably after he stomached the fact that they drafted Michael Penix, to be the heir apparent, he probably gets – like, he's not, to me, the kind of guy that's going to be standoffish the way we've seen guys in the past that are like, ain't my job.
Right.
Ain't my job.
Right.
That was never going to be Kirk Cousins, in my opinion. We've all got a chance to know him through interviews and everything else. I think it's almost the same way. Like, I think whether or not he's a starter, he's probably – getting his reps, and they're probably talking through it in the meeting room, and they're probably utilizing the GoPro, and it's probably all the same questions. It's just who you're working with at that point. That Kirk's looking at it going, well, you know, instead of throwing to Drake, I'm throwing to Kadarrell. You know, it's a little bit different in that aspect, but I don't really think much of the communication has changed in the meeting room. I really don't. I think that it's probably pretty much the same. It's just they're just sitting in two different chairs.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And I think it's an interesting question. Is it hard? I think generally he cares about people, and I think he has a way of, and I think a lot of us probably do it when it comes down to it is, you know, we want to help out our teammate. We want to help out, and especially when you're around someone that you like, you kind of buy into them. And when you buy, look, the thing is we all handle it differently. When I buy into someone, as in, I appreciate them, I like them, and if they've asked me or there's a way I can help them, I'm the biggest jerk in the world to them because I think so much, like I put so much in, and I'm like, I want to see coming out, and you get frustrated when they don't make the right decision. On the flip, if I don't like you, it's probably way worse, but. That's Dylan. I'm hard on Dylan, and he's greatest guy we have around here.
Well, look, we got to get into the front page. Changes abound in the college football playoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You wanted it. They delivered it. The reseeding of the college football playoff, straight seeding model. Now, the 12-team college football playoff moves to straight seeding this fall, not next fall, this fall, rewarding the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds and a first round bye. They announced this yesterday. Now, remember, this past season, the four highest ranked conference champions earned the top four seeds, regardless of where they were ranked. This also now includes Notre Dame. They'll be eligible to get the first round bye as well. The five highest ranked conference champions still guaranteed a spot, and the money model hasn't changed either, which I think is very interesting. Like, if you get the conference title, you're still getting the most money, but you obviously aren't guaranteed that first round bye. It's a step in the right direction. I think we can all come to an agreement on that.
Yeah, sure. I still think there's something to be said for winning your conference, just like I think there's something to be said in the NFL for winning your division. To me, this is a way to guarantee for them more of a – I think you're going to get the same teams, but I think this is a way to guarantee the Blue Bloods playing each other in the neutral site. That's what I think this is, to keep, you know, the attendance maybe more in line with what they want, because the only thing I question now is, are we going to see Boise win a conference and have to get to play at home? Are you going to see a team like Tennessee or Georgia or Florida go play on the blue turf maybe?
Yeah, the Smurf turf.
That could be interesting.
Well, and ESPN did do a look at last year, and if they had this system and reseeded it, it would have been Oregon State, UGA, Texas, and Penn State. But I'm curious, because we're always blind until someone complains. Where's the complaint in this one? Like, what are we missing? What's someone going to be complaining about this time next year?
Well, and I think that the fact that you didn't change the money model is what really holds some of the complaints at bay. Like I said, you're still getting $8 million, I think it is, to the conference champions. They could just be ranked, eight.
I think the complaint is going to be when a two-loss Texas team, like last year, they'd have been four. Let's just say, for instance, it was last year. Like you said, I think when a team that's lost to Georgia twice is still in the top four and has a bye, I think someone's going to say, so a one-loss conference champion is going to have to play the first weekend, while a two-loss non-conference champion, because of what the conference they play in, because of the perception of maybe even just their name and their brand recognition, gets a bye, then someone's not going to like that. And look, you're right, the money is one thing, but at the end of the day, there's all – look, we're sports fans. We find things to complain about.
Yeah, I think that I think it's all lining up. I am completely good with this. I haven't seen much pushback. It just makes sense, right? It's just one of those things. You're like, all right, we dealt with that for 1 year. It was never going to be a perfect science. Let's move on. And I think, the other part of this is it's a ticking clock until we expand the playoff anyways. So we'll be having the same conversation probably next offseason about 16 teams. Where do you see them? It's like, dude, who even knows at this point? We don't know what college football is going to look like next month, much less a year or two from now. All right, we're going to move on. When we come back, we're going to hit a little bit of those NBA playoffs. We also got a Mac drop on tap.
Yes, we have the rookie report on deck. Somebody on the show doesn't always take the easy shot, and I want to give them credit.
Oh, man. Oh, Wait a minute. Who is that?
We find out soon.
All right, stick with us here. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio 99 Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.